It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Shopping is hard.
I can never find anything in my size.
I don't even know my size.
I buy my clothes the same place I buy my groceries.
There's a better way. Make it easy with Stitch Fix. Just share your size, style, budget, and done. Your personal stylist sends pieces picked just for you.
That was easy.
Stitch Fix, online personal styling for everyone. Free shipping and returns. No subscription required. Get started today at stitchfix.com.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. A Monday podcast as we start a new five-day. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I saw something over the weekend. It was trending a lot on social media, and I'm sure I'll start seeing these things in my YouTube feed. And it was about the 50-year mortgage.
Ah, I did see this.
Yeah.
It'd be quite pricey.
People were, like, angry. I don't know if they're angry because I think Trump is introducing the 50-year mortgage.
Right.
Or, if, like, I'm not sure what people are angry about. So They're trying to do a thing where you can pay your house off in 50 years,
right,
versus 30 years. Houses are really expensive right
houses
now.
Houses are stupid expensive.
I mean, you can get your car gets paid off in like 7 to 10 years now. Yeah. You don't have to take out a 50-year mortgage.
No, you don't.
You could still take out the 30-year
You don't have to take out a 30-year mortgage. A lot of people will tell you to do the 15 if you can afford it.
Right, if you could afford it.
If you can afford it. The problem is, and I've thought of this since the time I'm like 17 years old, when money really started to become a factor. You know, once you buy a car and then you have to pay for the insurance and the gas, and you, like, life becomes real. And, you know, you start looking at, like, whether they're personal loans, car loans, mortgages. It should be illegal. Like, I know they have to make money. I understand that. You realize, though, forget the 50-year mortgage for a second. And why people would be upset, I have no idea. That's for people that are trying to buy a house, and I understand. But if you, like, for instance, if I asked you, Al, would you loan me $300,000 and I'll pay you back $400,000? That's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I would like that. I would do that.
That's a very good deal. But if I go to the bank and say, can I borrow $300,000 to buy a house? And they say, sure. You're going to pay me back $900,000. I'd be like, no, I'm not. Oh, yes, you are. Like, mortgages are criminal.
Yeah.
If you really think about it. So I don't know if people are mad because I saw the one example a 50-year mortgage on a $600,000 loan is going to end up costing you $1.8 million, whatever stupid number it is. Yeah, these are the terms we got, guys. And whether it's 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, they win. So for some, it's going to help them get into a home to buy. For others, they're going to be pissed off. You can't please everybody.
But here's what I'm thinking. Like, if you, because I ran into this, there was a time when I would like buy a new car every, say, 3 to 5 years.
Sure.
And what happens is the first time you buy your first new car, let's say you're taking out a 5-year loan.
Right.
And let's say in 3 years, you go, oh, I want a different car. When you go to turn in that car, they'll say, okay, this car is worth $10,000. You owe $15,000. So now to get your next car, you're adding an additional $5,000.
You either pay it off on the spot or you add it into the next loan.
Right. Mm-hmm. For a house, not 100% of the time, many people take out a 30-year mortgage and never pay it off.
Correct. Most people, I would say, never pay it off.
10 years in, they go to another house.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens 10 years into living in your house, for the most part, you don't owe money, you're making money.
Yeah, it depends on the time. Yeah, I mean,
I would say historically, for a car, it's 100% of the time.
Depreciates as soon as you drive off.
It's worth less than you bought it.
Yes.
100% of the time.
Houses can certainly appreciate and have.
Right.
For the most part.
Right.
So there have been times, though, like you always talk about your condo in Basking Ridge.
Sure.
You did not make money on that at all.
I did not.
I did not make money on my first townhouse at all. So it does happen where you can take a loss. But I do agree with you. Most of the time, if you're in your house for at least 9 or 10 years, you're gonna make money.
Well, let's say you're a new couple and you buy a house and you take out a 50-year mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 years later, you want to move.
Yes.
You've probably... there's a chance you make money on that house. So then your next house, you take out a 30-year mortgage.
Yeah, if the house appreciates.
And now you're in the game.
Right now we're in a game where the houses are not appreciating any longer.
Oh, that's not true.
Where I live, the home prices have been flat for a year. And I will tell you, there's a house around the corner from me that has reduced their price twice in the last 6 months because they can't sell it. The housing market's still good. It's not what it was 2 years ago.
Right,
it's not.
I always look at the real estate in my town and all.
You live in a beach town, though. You got to remember that.
I know, but still, what's happening, though, and maybe is happening in your neighborhood and these other, is that because it got so crazy, people now that the market has cooled off, are still putting their houses up for way more than they're currently worth.
For sure.
And now you're seeing
the price drops. Right. What I'm saying is if you buy now, you're buying high. And the houses are still not on the rise like they were. They've kind of leveled off. I didn't say they plummeted. I didn't say if you bought 5 years ago, you're not at all.
Yeah.
But we are not on the rise anymore. It is really kind of come to an evening point. So if you buy now, I'll just give an example. If you buy a house now for $700,000, that is not going to, because it's not worth $700,000. And you do a 50-year mortgage. Let's say you want to move in 8 years from now. How much money do you think you've paid off on that $700,000? Now the down payment's a different issue, but that's money you're putting out. So if you get that back, all you're doing is getting back money you put out. How much are you really making on that? I'm not saying I would or wouldn't do it. I think a lot of people are desperate to buy a home and get in. I'm just going to play devil's advocate with you. There is a path where you could be in that house for 10 years and not make a dent in it because when the first, I'm trying to think of a 30-year mortgage, I believe it is the first 13 years, like you pay very little principal down. It's so much interest.
Yeah.
Well, now it's a 50. I would have known we would have done this. I would have done an amortization chart, which really would have told us because it's going to be mostly interest and property taxes you're paying. It's just, it's a game. You're in the game. It's a game.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like you can't, like the car loans went from 3-year loans and they jumped to 5-year loans.
Yes.
And that was like a big thing.
Yeah.
Like I remember my father thinking like, you got to be crazy to take out a 5-year loan on a car. Mm-hmm. And now I think they're at least 7 years. They may be 10 years now, even on a car loan.
I've seen 8. I haven't seen 10. 10 would be interesting.
But
I've seen 8.
If my parents were taking out a 30-year mortgage on a house in 1966 or 1969, actually, when I was born.
Right.
And it was a 30-year loan. And the price of houses compared to what people are making have gone out of control.
Correct.
How do you not increase the number of years on a mortgage?
Agreed.
Otherwise, the only people who can be buying homes are the people that already have a home to sell to then buy their next home.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Be hard to save money.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know how people, I really don't know how most people are, well, we all talk right. about this all the time, how people are piecing these, how people are doing things.
I don't either. I have no idea. I have an amortization calendar.
All
or
right.
schedule, excuse me. $500,000 loan, 50-year mortgage.
Yeah.
Current rate, 6%, which I expect to fall to, but 6% is what it is right now. By year 10, how much do you think you owe on the house?
Out of a $500,000 house.
10 years, you've paid off. Yeah, you've paid off.
No, a $500,000 loan.
$500,000 loan, 50-year loan, 50-year mortgage. In 10 years, 120 payments.
I'm going to say you've paid off $100,000.
According to this is not me. This is the calculator.net. After year 10, you will still owe $478,000. In 10 years, you will have paid off $21,000.
Yeah.
And then it's where it starts to go the other way. How about this one? After year 26, you will still owe $401,000. It's when it starts to become all principal on the back end is when it starts to sharply decrease. But you're talking about being in years where you start to really make a dent.
Yeah.
Year 30 is when you start to take $10,000 of principal off at a time. It goes from 10 to 11 to 12, then starts multiplying. Yeah.
Hmm.
Do you imagine you pay off a loan for 10 years and you've only knocked $20,000 off it?
Well, it's like I've heard people talk about their student loans.
Yeah.
Where they took out like $60,000 back years ago.
Right.
And they're 20 years into their career and they owe $80,000. Like way more than
I know.
Took out.
It's brutal, dude.
I do think the student loan should be interest-free.
Although
I don't know how you do that.
Or if you don't want to do interest-free, I'm fine with it not being interest-free. How about the government caps a student loan at 1%?
Yeah.
So the people loaning you the money still make some money, but you got to give kids a chance, for God's sakes. It is. It's like legalized crime. Mortgage, in my opinion. And I have one.
A mortgage.
Yeah. But you ever look at it, it's like all the money goes to nothing.
Yeah.
It goes to property. I look at my mortgage statement and every month and I want to throw up. I look at my mortgage statement and 90% of it is interest and the schooling system with the property taxes. I get nothing for my money.
Yeah.
Nothing. My own fault. I'm like, right here. I get it. But holy God, it's really something.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You look at this repayment schedule. Good God.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It also got me thinking, because I always look at property, even though I'm not looking to move. I like to look at property.
Okay.
And there were a couple condos in my town that are for sale. They're not on the water, but they're in, you can walk to the water.
Right.
Yeah, it's walking distance. And I love to look at what the HOA fees are, the Homeowners Association fees. And then I like to look around the property. So I'm like, okay, I look at this condo's for sale and their HOA fees are like five something. I'm like, and I'm looking at a parking lot and a couple shrubs. I'm like, what? Why is this $500 a month from each unit?
Yeah.
I know you might have to, you're getting ready to use sock money away for when you need to put a new roof on and you need to put new shingles on. But what is all the other money going?
You have to find out, is heating and air conditioning included? Is the water bill included? Is garbage removal included? Because that's where things can add up.
Yeah.
I have, with my property, when I lived in Brick, we got, water was free, and garbage pickup was free.
This is in a condo?
No, it was a house.
Oh, in your house.
We lived in a house in brick. There were no HOA fees. I'm just talking about property taxes. When we lived in our townhouse, when we had the monthly fee, it was, now this is going back to when I got married, I moved in before I got married. So 98, 99, 2000, 2001, we were in the townhouse. I believe it was $310 a month back then. But garbage was included, heat was included, snow removal. Trying to think what else. There were a few things, you know, the taking care of the property like you're referencing. It didn't seem so awful to me, though it did. It still was a lot for a 25-year-old. The ones that get me are, I had a friend that was in a condo complex, and he had to pay for his own heating and air conditioning. The only thing he realized he was paying for was the landscaping and garbage pickup. Like, that was it. And it just didn't equate to what they were paying.
Yeah.
But like you say, you have to save for when things break.
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
it just seems like, you know, it's different when these condo associations have a pool.
Yeah.
And a gym and all these other things. If you don't have any of that on your property, what am I paying for?
And you've referenced this many times too. You move in and, you know, if they, after a year, they're like, yeah, we're raising it. Well, what do you mean you're raising it? I don't want to. Well, then get out.
Yeah.
You got to either move or pay it.
Or one of the things I never looked at, and the condo I'm in now has they've done a really great job with their money and their and their books.
Okay.
But I never would have thought to even look at it.
Mm. So they disclose everything to you?
Yeah, they do. But I know they have to.
Okay.
But I don't ever remember taking that into account. I mean, I'm lucky I'm in a place now that they do know, you know, it's not, every time I look at a condo, the association fees are more than I'm paying.
Right.
And I know we're prepared for the future based on what's in the bank and all that stuff. But I didn't really research that before I got in there. I didn't even think to do
but
that.
But now you would going forward.
No, I would going forward.
Yeah.
But when the market is so competitive, if you're looking to get into a place and you're like, oh, let me look at you, you don't have time to look into that. They'll be like, well, I got another offer. Correct. So if you're looking into
nine
the fees.
People waiting for this place, you want it or not?
Yeah,
it's true.
So man, that's crazy.
Yeah, life is expensive, man.
It is.
It's very expensive. You know, we were talking earlier off the air, like the commercials they were running during the football games. The New York City Police Department recruiting, like looking for new officers. And it's, you know, it says, hey, starting salary, $60,000 and $125,000 after 5 years. It's nice raises for sure. But like I sit there and say, you make $60,000 working in New York City. Clearly, they don't want you living in New York City because I don't know how you could.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense financially. Not, it's tough. Very
tough.
It's
like that in a lot of towns where, like, let's say it's a wealthier town. The cops can't live there because they don't pay. What I understand with like all the taxes and all the money we pay in taxes, and when you look where it goes, it all goes to the school system.
A lot of it, yeah.
And it's all going to layers and layers of management.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this person's the principal and the assistant principal and the treasurer to the principal. And then that principal has a boss who's the principal of three schools and he's in control of these schools. And then that boss he's the control of the district and he's in control of the county. How many layers?
I don't know.
And then the kids come out dopes. Like I don't get it.
I would say my bill is probably 80% goes to education.
Yeah.
I want to say if it's not 80, it's in the 70s. That's like, all right. Like, that's a lot of what we're paying.
Like, if I looked and saw and went, oh, all this money's going to the police, I'd be like, good. Get me more police roaming around.
I hear you.
Is there a place that you can look to see where the money goes? I mean, I'm sure there is.
We get a quarterly statement.
Yeah.
So I can see. We get an annual statement and a quarterly statement from my town. And it's all like a little pie chart. It shows you the exact amounts of what you're paying and where it's going.
It's going all to the school.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's close to 80% goes to the education, which great.
Which would be great if we were churning out smart kids. We're churning out dummies, even though we're paying all this money. It's unbelievable.
There are some smart kids.
I suppose.
There are.
Then here's a random question for you, Jerry.
Okay.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You've gone out with other couples to dinner.
Yes.
Things like that. Okay, let's say there's you and your wife and another couple.
Okay.
You go to a restaurant table for four. Do you sit on the same side as your wife or do you sit across from your wife?
Depends on where people sit. I don't care. Either way doesn't matter to me. I'd prefer, well, might depend on the couple we're with.
Yeah.
Is she going to talk a lot with her girlfriend, or are we all friends? Because we've got different sets of friends. I would say in some cases, I'd rather be next to her so they can have their conversation and I can talk to the guy.
Across from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other cases, I'm good her being across and we're, I don't really, doesn't matter to me.
So there's no set rule for you?
No, not at all. Why?
I was just curious. Because sometimes you think like, oh, do you want to sit across from your wife, right? Where you're conversing yeah. with her. But you're right, if you know the other couples, maybe you're having dinner with a old friend of yours who you haven't seen in a while, you want to sit across from him.
Yeah,
it's an easier conversation.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. So if depending on who we're going out with, that makes more sense.
Yeah,
but it's not something that we do routinely or even think about until we get there.
What about this move? I saw this from Sean Marash over the weekend on Twitter or Facebook or something. He wondered why some couples you'll see, just you and your wife go out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll both be sitting on the same side of the table.
That I've never done.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I don't think my wife wants any part of sitting next to me like that.
Gina does that sometimes.
She's oh, yeah?
Like, sit over here. I'm like, that feels weird.
And then you got the whole other side open.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've never done that.
The only way I think it could make sense is if you are at
18
like,
and in love.
Sorry, two times. There's a game on that you're both watching.
Sure. Yes.
And you both want the good angle.
I could see that.
Or you're at a restaurant that has like water views.
Mm-hmm.
And you both want to see the water.
That makes
maybe.
Sense. But a random restaurant.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's weird.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And then what do you do when she says it? Okay.
No, sometimes I'll argue it. And sometimes I just can't fight anymore. And I'll just be like, all right. I'll come across, and then when my food comes, I go back to my side.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's actually funny.
Yeah.
All right, this has been good. I'm going to go over and eat now.
Oh, how am I going to, I can't, otherwise, you ever like just try to turn and talk to somebody? It's a weird.
It is. I agree. It's much easier weird. Face to face, head on.
Yeah, face to face.
I would agree with that.
If you go to a restaurant where there's half the side of the table is a booth, and then the other side of the table is individual chairs,
mm-hmm.
do you have a preference?
No, I do not.
I feel like women default to the
to
bench.
The booth, to
yeah,
the bench,
to the bath, the bench part. And I feel like men default to the individual
I don't know.
Chair.
That's interesting. I don't know that I'm sure we have, but I can't remember a time where we've had one of those types of tables where it's mostly booth and then a couple of chairs. I'm sure we have, but nothing rings a bell. Now I got to look for that cuz I want to see if my wife picks the booth immediately.
Yeah.
And what she does.
Cuz I always assume like guys are larger. And they want the individual chairs that
in
they
most
can.
Most cases, that's true.
That they can move around. Sometimes
we're watching on TV. That's not the case right now.
It's a large gal, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to see. I got to see if that works.
Yeah,
I would like to be in the booth so I can hide
in the booth. Just, yeah, The weirdest ones are the ones that it's a full booth, but it's like shaped like the letter C.
Yes.
That's tough.
I have
to
seen
be like
those.
Where you're sliding.
Especially
into the
if
booth.
You're in the middle and you got to get up and you got to go to the bay. You feel trapped. Those I've been in.
Yeah.
Those I've been in. But in those cases, there have not been chairs with it either.
Mm-hmm.
It's been all that half moon booth seating. So, yeah.
Yeah, half moon booth seating.
Half moon booth seating.
Mm.
Pretty much. How was your weekend? You had a very busy weekend.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you asked. I forgot. Yes. I went to see Mark Cohn, the singer from Walking in Memphis. Mm-hmm. Was Walking in Memphis.
Yep.
He has Parkinson's.
Oh, God.
And he has that classic kind of like far away stare. And he looked a little fragile. He had a really good voice. And it felt like a very authentic performance.
Okay.
Because he did a couple times, two or three times, he flubbed the piano. He flubbed. But I didn't mind it because it felt authentic to me that he was still performing the songs.
Yep.
It was good, though. He did, turns out, Walking in Memphis.
Yeah, I hope so.
Couple other ones, did some cover songs.
And, the end with Walking in Memphis or open?
No, in the middle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was interesting.
That is interesting.
So he was performing with, they kind of played together. She sang some songs and he sang some songs. He performed with Sean Colvin.
Oh, I remember
from,
her.
From Sonny Came Home.
Yeah. That's cool.
So they did a couple cover songs together.
How many people? It sold out?
It was not sold out.
Really?
Yeah. But it was a nice
but
crowd.
That's another thing where I always talk about if someone opens up like a sports business in my area and I don't know about it, that's a marketing issue.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Mark Cohn is Mick Jagger. I'm not saying that. But I certainly know that song. Sean Colvin, I certainly know by name. I had no idea that they were doing that.
I've only seen it. I've gotten Facebook ads for that place, Monmouth University, where they put these shows on. They don't do a lot of shows. But I've gotten the ads on my whatever algorithm I'm in for Facebook.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And that's how many people does the venue hold?
Man.
1,000?
Maybe a little under.
See, that should sell out.
700. Yeah, it was a good crowd.
I'm not saying it wasn't. That should sell out.
It started exactly at 8:00 and ended exactly at 9:30.
Perfect.
Oh, it was
that is
beautiful.
Perfect. You're home by 10:15.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah. So you didn't go out and booze it up afterwards.
Did not go out and booze it up afterwards.
And how was your movie?
I saw the Bruce Springsteen movie. I would say I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I think it would be a tough watch if you're not a hardcore Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't really have much interest.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I suppose, can you stream it already or no?
Not yet.
Not yet. When you can stream it, maybe I'll check it out.
Maybe. It was a lot about his relationship with his father.
Okay.
And his
depression. Why would that not be an intriguing movie, even if he wasn't Bruce Springsteen?
I think because if you don't know the album Nebraska,
which I do not,
which you know it is a lot of intertwined with the lyrics of the songs in there,
okay.
And I think if you're not really locked in on that, it's harder to watch.
Makes sense.
But I enjoyed it.
All right, good. That was a big weekend you had.
Oh, Jerry, very big weekend.
Very, very big, busy weekend.
Very busy.
Look at you.
Very scary busy, Jerry. All right, let's do the warm-up program. We did that at 5 a.m.
We did.
And we'll be back here tomorrow again at 5 a.m.
Do you think it feels like a short week since the Jets play Thursday night?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. Although that really determines. I'll let you know Wednesday
Fair
how
enough.
That feels.
All right.
All right. We'll do the warm-up next.
Sure. What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.